Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries on the air. I am your ministering host, Minister Elaine Jackson, coming to you live from the deep south. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, Twitter, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome our listeners, whether by phone or by the way, to the show today. Amen. Glory to God, for he is worthy to be praised. What an awesome God we serve. This is the Worldwide Ministry under the leadership of Yvonne Rao, the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Amen. An awesome woman of God. I thank God for her. Amen. I am going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come today to worship your name. We come to praise your name. We come to exalt your name. We come, oh Father, to praise you because you are the only God. You are the awesome God. You are the God that provides. You are the God that heals. You are the God that delivers. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to praise your name. We come to worship you, for there is no other God like you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed. We thank you for this day, oh God, a day that we never seen before and we'll never see again, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh Father, for our families. We thank you for our food. We thank you for our clothing. We thank you for everything that you have given to us in this life, Father God. Oh, Father God, we just praise you for Jesus, oh God. We praise you that you sent your only son, oh Father, that we might have life through him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you for every soul that's going to be saved, healed, delivered, and set free, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, we pray for Christians all over this world, oh Father, those that have been lied on, those that have been persecuted, oh Father, those that are going through, oh God. Oh, Father God, we pray that you will lift them up in their spirits, oh God. Let them keep their faith, oh God, in you, oh God, to know that you are faithful, God, and you will not leave them in the middle of the battle, oh God, but you promise in your word, oh God, that you will fight the battle for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. We pray for the sick, we're saying it's shut in. We pray for those behind prison bars, oh Father. We pray for those that have lost loved ones, oh God. We pray, oh Father, that you will to ease their sorrows and their pains, oh Father. Uplift their spirits, oh God. Oh God, let them know, Father God, that you are God that cares, oh God, that you love them, Father, so much that you sent Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we just praise you right now, for you are worthy to be praised. Oh God, we just praise you for your word, because your word has power. Your word can heal. Your word can deliver, and your word can set free, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you for Jesus. We thank you, oh Father God, for the Holy Spirit, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for the blood that Jesus shed it 2,000 years ago, that all might be set free. All might be set free. Whosoever believeth in him shall be set free. Oh God, we just thank you for your word, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you for all things, God. We thank you for the supernatural supply, oh Father. We thank you for the overflow that's coming, oh God, to the houses of God. Oh God, we just thank you right now, God, because we know that you are able, God. Oh God, we just praise you right now for the supernatural, oh God, in our lives and every area in our lives, oh God. God, we just thank you right now for healing our land right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you right now, Father God, that pulling those out that are lost and pull them out of the darkness, oh God, and bringing them to the marvelous light, oh God. We just thank you right now for your word, oh God, that's coming forth, God, with power and authority in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, your word, your word, your word, your word has power. Your word, your word, your word can heal, God. We thank you right now for your word, oh God. Oh God, we thank you right now, Father. Oh Father, we thank you for your holy word. All these things we pray, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Glory to God. I will be coming from John today. John, the 10th chapter. Amen. John, the 10th chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. And the word of God reads, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hears his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger." Amen. It says that he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out, and that they know the voice. The title of the message today is The Shepherd's Voice. The Shepherd's Voice. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. The shepherd's voice. The sheep hears the shepherd's voice. And it says, no other voice shall they hear. Time in our lives, we hear voices that are not the voice of the shepherd. The scripture just told us if they come in any other way but through Jesus, they are robbers and thieves. In other words, Jesus Christ, the shepherd, and the sheep represents the body of Christ of the houses of God, the children of God, is the sheep. But being that Jesus is the true shepherd, and God has other shepherds, in other words, pastors and leaders, he said if they come in any kind of way and they have not went through Jesus, hallelujah, he said they are robbers and thieves, and they're leading the flock astray. But he said to us that those that belong to him, we should hear only the voice of the true shepherd. It is the voice of the true shepherd that says that I am your shepherd, and you shall not want. To lead you beside the still water. He said, I am going to bring you into green pastures. But if you're up under an under shepherd that came in any way, any other way except through Christ, that's not the voice of the shepherd. See, when you hear a strange voice, the strange voice will come and tell you things that does not line up with the word of God. It doesn't line up precept by precept, but it comes to deceive. And if you read the rest of this chapter, it will tell you that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy those of God. In other words, they cast to climb into the sheepfold and in another way, so that they can mislead God's people. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. See, when you have those voices that say that it's okay to be in a same-sex marriage, or where you have a man loving a man, or where you have a woman loving a woman, that's the wrong voice. That's not the voice of the shepherd. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. When you hear the wrong voice, oh, hallelujah to Jesus, it's saying unto you that it's okay to commit fornication. It's okay for children to be made out of wedlock. It's okay for pastors to have children by members in the church. That's the wrong voice. That's why he said there are thieves that are wrong, and they came in the wrong way. Oh, hallelujah. Are you up under the right voice? Oh, glory, hallelujah. Because God has people to be led
You will hear the true voice of God. You will hear the spirit of truth speaking through the messenger of God. When the voice of God is heard through his messenger, the voice of truth. Oh, hallelujah. The voice of truth will tell you not to throw that away. Don't you do that. Don't you live this kind of life. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. But you got to be under the right shepherd. Oh, hallelujah. Are you listening to the voice of truth? Are you listening to the shepherd's voice? Do you hear the shepherd's voice through his word? That's why you need to take your word and the Bible, the word and the Bible with you so that you can hear the voice of the shepherd through his word. That's why when you take this book, when you take this Bible, the voice of God is here in this word. So when you hear another word, do y'all know that it's not from God? Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. There are so many voices in the world today. The voices of the devil that comes and lies unto the children of God. Lies, lies, lies. Well, the Bible says that he's the father of lies. Don't listen to the voice that is not of God. It is not the shepherd's voice. Don't pay heed to that voice because it comes and leads you to destruction. When you hear the voice of God, when you hear the shepherd's voice, he will lead you out of the darkness into the marvelous light. He will not lead you into destruction. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for this word. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. That's why he said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. But I got to listen to the true voice. I got to listen to the voice of the shepherd. Are you listening to the voice of the shepherd? Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. See, many times a voice will come, and it will sound like God. It'll act like God. It'll seem like God. Oh, hallelujah. But you can't get caught up in a good sounding message because it's not from the true shepherd. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Because the Bible says it comes, hallelujah, as wolves in sheep clothing to deceive the children of God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Don't get caught up listening to the wrong voice. Hallelujah to Jesus. See, the voice of God tells us that we are overcome. See, the true voice of God. He says, you are overcome, and I'm going to lead you to the green pastures. In other words, I'm going to lead you unto abundant life. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. I'm going to lead you around all of the trouble. Sometimes we got to go through the trouble, but he said that if you will follow the shepherd's voice, if you will follow the shepherd's voice, even when you're in the trouble, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, if you will follow the voice of the shepherd, oh, hallelujah to Jesus. See, those voices that are whispering in your ear, telling you all kind of things that are contrary to the word of God, telling you how to live lies, secret lies, and living all kind of ways and doing anything that you're big and bad enough to do. That's not the voice of the shepherd. See, the voice of the shepherd says, I take care of my children, and I lead and guide them in the way. But you got to have an obedient spirit to be obedient to God and to hear the shepherd's voice. Because if you hear the shepherd's voice, you won't be in places that you shouldn't be. See, when Jody calls late at night, you'll say, I don't live that kind of life no more. I'm following the voice of the shepherd. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We're running out of time, out of time, out of time. My God, my God. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus, amen, it's time for you to hear the true voice. It's time for you to find this shepherd, Jesus Christ. It's time for you to hear the voice of the shepherd. If you don't know him, say this prayer. Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and honestly to repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible-believing church. Get your Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. If you have given your life to Christ, welcome to the body of Christ. Follow the voice of the true shepherd. follow the voice of the true shepherd. And if you don't know the true shepherd, the time is now to get to know this true shepherd. Amen. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory to God. Make sure that you're following the right voice. Make sure that you're up under a shepherd that God has called to be over you so that you will be covered and hear and good counsel from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. You have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. We got to get out of here. We're running out of time. So tune in next Sunday at the same time with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Be blessed.